540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. There are growing calls for the arrest of a 24-year-old Marine veteran who choked a fellow subway passenger to death. WCBS-TV's Allie Bowman tells us the passenger, Jordan Neely, was homeless and had a history of mental illness.
Witnesses said Neely was begging for food before he died. Police sources tell us 5 911 calls had been made from the subway car, with callers reporting a passenger making threats and had a knife or gun, though police said no weapon was ever found.
Rather than helped, he was killed.
Neely had more than 40 prior arrests. The attorney now representing Neely's family says he suffered from mental illness, which began at age 14 when he experienced the brutal murder of his mother.
Three stabbings in the last week near the University of California Davis campus, and an ex-student has now been arrested. Mayor Will Arnold.
These professionals who worked around the clock to ensure that this criminal is taken out of our neighborhoods and is now in custody.
There have been multiple shootings in a small South Georgia town of Moultrie. CBS's Christopher Cruz with details.
Georgia Bureau of Investigation officials say there's more than one crime scene. One of them is a McDonald's. A coroner says a man shot and killed his mother and grandmother and a woman who was working at a McDonald's before killing himself.
A manhunt in Serbia for a suspect who killed at least 8 people and wounded 13 others in the country's second mass shooting in as many days. The massacre took place in the village of Dubona. The attacker shot a group of people with an automatic weapon and fled the scene. The shooting came a day after a 13-year-old boy went on a rampage at a school in Belgrade that killed 8 of his fellow classmates and a school guard. You're looking for a job in the sky? One airline is on a hiring spree.
United Airlines plans to hire 15,000 employees this year, mostly in Chicago, but also in locations including Denver and Houston. Kate Gibo, United's Executive Vice President for Human Resources and Labor Relations, tells the Chicago Tribune they're looking to take on pilots, technicians, flight attendants, and airport agents. The airline is also focused on filling digital technology roles, which could be good news for those who've lost jobs during tech industry cuts. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Under a proposed rule change, foreign citizens and companies would need U.S. government approval to buy property within 100 miles of 8 military bases. The proposal follows a Chinese firm's attempt to build a plant near a base in North Dakota, which raised national security concerns. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. We'll be right back.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, sliding into the 5 o'clock happy hour. The Thursday, May 4th edition. And Dom, I want to start this hour with a thought. Sedition!
Again!
Seditious conspiracy, the conviction. Three Proud Boys. Now, there were a lot of charges that did not bring convictions. And in fact, one defendant was acquitted, my understanding, on the seditious conspiracy charge. But the three main characters, they were convicted, Dom. And does that make it, in some small way, Merrick Garland Day up in here?
A little bit. Getting closer and closer. We appreciate Merrick Garland today, without question.
We've got some sound of the Attorney General of the United States on this very topic, the convictions, the verdicts. If you would, Ebone, going to need your help. Attorney General Merrick Garland, should be Justice Garland, but cut 10 if you would.
Today's verdict makes clear that the Justice Department will do everything in its power to defend the American people and American democracy.
I want to hear stronger words than that out of you, sir. One more from Merrick Garland, cut 11.
We have secured the convictions of leaders of both the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers for seditious conspiracy, specifically conspiring to oppose by force the lawful transfer of presidential power. Our work will continue.
Oh, the work continues. It never ends. Welcome to the Churn Mega. Some of the other, I did listen to it, and you can find it on the internet. I would suggest, listen, it's only a couple of minutes long. They've been going after this for, 2 years now? Over 600 convictions for various criminal activities. Three different convictions. Different trials for seditious conspiracy. Washington Post reporting former Proud Boys chairman Henry Enrique Tarrio and three other leaders of the far-right extremist group were found guilty Thursday of seditious conspiracy. A jury deliberated for 7 days in Washington before finding Tarrio, 39, and other defendants guilty on 31 of 46 counts. The jury returned not guilty verdicts on 5 counts, including acquitting one member, Dominic Pozzola, of seditious conspiracy, and hung on 10 others. The result marked a third decisive victory for the Justice Department in three seditious conspiracy trials held after what it called a historic act of domestic terrorism to prevent the peaceful transfer of power from Donald Trump to Joe Biden after the 2020 presidential election. Who do you think would have benefited most from, you know, preventing the peaceful transfer of power from Trump to Biden? Perhaps Trump? Let's see here. Tario, dressed in a blue suit and vest, gazed at his relatives in the courtroom gallery as the verdict was read. The other men fixed their eyes on the jury foreman. One gently clapped Pozzola on the back when his acquittal was read. If the worst happens, we're standing on principle, Tario said in a jail call shared on social media after closing arguments April 25th, making his first extended public comments since his March 22nd arrest. Tario did not testify at trial, but he contradicted his defense team's argument that two jurors that he was being made a scapegoat for Donald Trump and those in power. Instead, Tario embraced hardline Trump backers' claims that he was being used as the next stepping stone to get to Trump, who was running again for president. They're trying to get to the top. They're trying to manipulate the 2024 election, he said from his jail cell.
Dom, I've got a little contribution. Eugene Robinson, and your contributions always welcome here. 844-967-2789. What makes it the happier happy hour are your phone calls. But Dom, according to Eugene Robinson at the Post, an opinion piece, the Proud Boys jury got it right on the January 6th seditious conspiracy. The insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, 2021, was not legitimate political discourse, as the Republican Party officially wants you to believe. It was a violent criminal conspiracy against our democracy. And now members of the far-right Proud Boys extremist group will be punished for their role in leading the bloody assault. Four members of the group, we talked about this, including its leader, Henry Enrique Tario, were convicted of seditious conspiracy. I like saying it, Don. Seditious conspiracy. In previous trials, six members of another right-wing group, the Oath Keepers, were also convicted of that same charge, which carries a maximum penalty, 20 years in club fed, Don. 20 years in prison. That means three different set of jurors have concluded that January 6th was no spontaneous riot. It was planned, organized, incited, and led by individuals and groups in a conspiracy against our democratically elected government. Let's hope that Jack Smith, you know that guy, Dom? When's it going to be Jack Smith Day? The special counsel investigating former President Donald Trump's role in the insurrection is paying attention. I suspect he is. You told us yesterday he sat in for the Pence interrogation, right? Oh,
yes.
Deposition, my bad.
Yes, interview.
A little bit more from Eugene Robinson, the opinion piece at the Post. After all, it was Trump who told the Proud Boys to stand back and stand by.
Stand back and stand by.
There you go, Ebon. He's the best. In a 2020 presidential campaign debate with Joe Biden, it was Trump who, after his defeat, summoned disappointed supporters to gather in Washington. What do you say? Well, Eugene Robinson gets there, so I'll just read. To gather in Washington on the day when Congress would officially certify Biden as president-elect. It was Trump who tweeted, "Big protest in D.C. on January 6th. Be there. We'll be wild." Oh, it was wild, Tom. Wild in the streets.
It was. It was Trump who spoke at that morning's rally on the Ellipse, stoking anger with outrageous and disproven lies about how the election had supposedly been stolen from him. It was Trump who claimed falsely that then Vice President Mike Pence had the authority to overturn Biden's victory. It was Trump who sent the crowd, by then an angry mob, off toward the Capitol. And it was Trump who watched television coverage for hours, making no attempt to quell the violence as insurrectionists overran police lines, brutally attacked officers, smashed their way into the citadel of American democracy, and menaced members of Congress and his own loyal vice president. What did they say? Hang Mike Pence. We are still trying to process what happened on that shocking and unprecedented day. The wheels of U.S. justice are designed to grind slowly, and it has been frustrating to see accountability parceled out in dribs and drabs over two long years. The Proud Boys' verdict ends the last remaining case involving charges of seditious conspiracy. So far, we do not know what charges, if any, Smith might bring against Trump and members of his inner circle. Prosecutors have shown evidence that Tarrio was in contact with Stuart Rhodes, the founder of the Oath Keepers, during the post-election period when Trump was pushing his false Stop the Steal narrative. They show that the Proud Boys' defendants exchanged messages vowing to keep Trump in office by any means necessary, including force, quote-unquote, as a member of the Proud Boys who cooperated with prosecutors testified. Evidence at the trial showed that three of the men convicted Thursday of seditious conspiracy led a group of about 200 Proud Boys away from the Ellipse rally and toward the Capitol, even before Trump had finished speaking or ranting. The defendants themselves did not participate in the worst of the violence at the Capitol. Tarrio wasn't even in Washington that day, but prosecutors argued and jurors agreed that Tarrio, Nordine, Biggs, and Real were the leaders who sent other Proud Boys to commit some of the most violent acts of the day, systematically breaching police barricades and viciously attacking officers. About 140 U.S. Capitol officers and D.C. officers were injured, some to the point of disability. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, remember him, he was horrifically assaulted by the mob, died following the day after a series of strokes. Four other officers who had defended the Capitol died by suicide in the weeks and months after the insurrection. One rioter, Ashley Babbitt, was shot dead as she and others, other rioters, tried to smash their way into the House chamber. Three other rioters died during the chaotic melee. Trump now lionizes Babbitt as some kind of heroic martyr. He complains that the Justice Department is persecuting patriotic Americans who are doing nothing more than exercising their right to peacefully protest. That is an outrageous, disgusting lie. And it is unconscionable that so many Republicans, including members of Congress whose lives were threatened that day, let him get away with it. Jurors are getting it right. Leaders of the insurrection should face the most serious charges and suffer the most severe punishments. Now we wait to see whether the man without whose incitement January 6th never would have happened, Donald Trump, is made to face his day in court as well. Eugene Robinson lighting it up over at the Washington Post. And of course, that is the next logical step. Not only were the Proud Boys and my understanding, the Proud Boys are some of those folks were like what, bodyguards for the huckster, for Roger Stone, right? Roger Stone, he talks to the president quite a bit. So there is still some gaps that need to be filled in. But when you're talking about, you know, characters like Roger Stone, you know, come on, if you're a betting person, I take that action.
That Roger Stone is the gap in the
criminal org chart,
yes, the seditious conspiracy org chart.
Yes, yes.
Dom, I've got some breaking news.
Ooh.
Byline, Mike Clemens, Civic Media's own Milwaukee Bucks beat reporter, tells us Milwaukee Bucks part ways with head coach Mike Budenholzer.
Uh-oh.
That's a nice way of saying he just got fired.
It up. Parted ways. Is that what it was?
Dateline Milwaukee. The Milwaukee Bucks have parted ways with head coach Mike Budenholzer. Here's a quote from general manager John Horst. The decision to make this change was very difficult. Bud helped lead our team for five incredible seasons to the Bucks' first title in 50 years and into an era of sustained success. We're grateful for the culture of winning and leadership that Bud helped create in Milwaukee. Thank you, Mike Clemens, for that report. Mike Budenholzer out as the Milwaukee Bucks head coach.
They parted ways, you know, just like Tucker Carlson and Fox News. They just went their separate ways. They agreed not to be together anymore. It was mutual.
An amicable parting. You're fired amicably. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789. Your participation encouraged.
This is a conspiracy. That's what this is.
I'm proud to tell you that was actually my sick idea.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 48. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 71. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 50. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates. Making radio great again.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Encourage your calls at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, don't fear the Reaper, but do fear Pornhub. Marjorie Taylor Greene, very offset by the adult website that you introduced me to, Dom.
You're welcome.
I've told that story too. Dominic! Anyways. Filthy human being is the quote from Marjorie Taylor Greene, not the descriptor in this case. Marjorie Taylor Greene suffers second meltdown over Hunter Biden and Pornhub. Rep Marjorie Taylor Greene, Dom's girl, lashed out at Hunter Biden and Pornhub for a second time in a week during an interview on with conservative podcaster Betty Johnson. Yeah, everyone wants to be a podcaster, right, Dom? Green mm-hmm. said that she had been vindicated because she now had the evidence necessary to impeach Hunter Biden's father, President Joe Biden. Listen to her logic on the goods she's got on Joe.
Oh, okay.
Hunter Biden is such a filthy human being that he had multiple accounts on Pornhub. That's disgusting pornography website. It's a massive business, and he hasn't shut them all down. He still, as of last week, I had it verified, had one of his accounts open on Pornhub, where anyone that is friends with him on Pornhub could go and view his sex tapes. How did you verify it? Did you friend him on Pornhub?
Dominic!
That's how repulsive, that is how vile Hunter Biden is. And he has no shame. No shame whatsoever. I feel very vindicated that my articles of impeachment were right from the beginning. And it turns out that I was right all along. And I think that really why they kicked me off committees. I think that's the true reason. Because Hunter Biden has multiple accounts on Pornhub.
So they're going to impeach Joe Biden? Because Hunter Biden has Pornhub accounts? What is she literally talking about? And let's get over yourselves, you know, just like the legal weed, now the tax revenue derived. Oh, my goodness. There's money in drugs. Yeah, no kidding. You know, just talk to the alcohol lobby. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, of course there is. And oh, my God, people are into other people having sex and having sex themselves. Oh, my goodness. What a shock. I had no idea gambling was going on here. Come on, Marjorie. Really? But I guess if you're of that sort, and it's only missionary and too for procreation, then this is the kind of dribble you got to listen to.
She is recently divorced. Maybe the husband had a Pornhub problem. Who knows?
Right.
Dom, it was just last weekend she apparently discovered Pornhub even existed. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene appears to have just discovered adult film sites. As a keynote address at the Putnam County Lincoln Reagan Dinner, Green discussed at length her discovery of adult film sites. She explained the only reason she had to become an expert, she's an expert now, in adult videos is because of Hunter Biden and a laptop computer that once belonged to him. According to Green, the younger Biden, who does not work in politics or the White House, viewed such videos, according to the investigation. Trump ally Rudy Giuliani did on the laptop. Rudy did the investigation, really, ahead of the 2020 election. According to Marjorie Taylor Greene, the laptop had a number of adult videos filmed that she knows are Biden. The video reportedly don't have any faces revealed. So how do you know? She recognizes a mole or what?
Right, what is this, Porky's?
Her message comes at a time when Senator Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, is also speaking out against such sites being bad for manliness. They're bad for your manliness.
I've seen the senator run talk about bad for manliness.
He believes that the global downfall of manhood and manliness is due to people such as Hunter Biden as well. Republicans continue to zero in on the president's son, who is not running for office, as the reason that his father shouldn't be reelected. Hell, should be impeached, apparently. Dozens of intelligence officials came forward willing to say that the laptop story has all the classic earmarks of a Russian disinformation operation. Well, they've been saying that, right? Grassley, right, Ron Johnson? Are they likewise vindicated by the Pornhub videos? I still have yet to hear a justifiable rationale for the impeachment of Joe Biden.
And I have yet to hear any justifiable rationale why a sitting member of Congress gives a damn about an individual, a citizen who's not in politics, not in office, right?
But
not
his daddy is.
What, so what? Whether
That's
or not
much different than Don Jr.
Mother or not, I don't care if Don Jr.'s got a Pornhub account. You know what I'm saying? What are you talking about? What I do care about the $2 billion that, you know, the bone saw Saudis gave to Kushner. I care that about. Also don't care if Kushner has a Pornhub account. Who gives a damn what you're into? People have sex, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Some people like to see people have sex, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Are you just mad because no one wants to see you having sex?
Wait. Let's go back a little bit.
But she might do pretty well on the foot fetish sites. I'm just throwing that out there.
With three toes?
You see what I'm saying, man? I mean, just think of the opportunity.
Let me ask you, Dom. We've talked a little bit earlier this week, you know. 844-967-2789. Maybe before we move on. I just want to go back, revisit just for a moment. Who okay. All amongst the Trump children don't you care if they have porn sites?
All of them.
What if it was Eric?
I mean, not into it, but, you know, whatever gets you through the night, man. For real. I mean, life can be tough, man.
What if you find
a little happiness, a little love, a little affection with one, two, or three of your friends all consenting, you know, knock yourself out.
You know what Kimberly Guilfoyle said to Don Jr. on OnlyFans? The best is yet to come. More devil's advocate. See, we filled there right up to the break. Corey said we could do floating breaks in the future. I said, why would we possibly not want to just fill?
We have searched every square inch of this base. And all we have found is porno. Porno.
I find
porno.
It sexy.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. There's growing outrage over the death of a homeless man on the subway in New York. He died after another passenger put him in a chokehold. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
What do we want? Justice!
Neely's death has sparked outrage and protest, including from officials like New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who posted this tweet saying Neely was murdered.
Four members of the Proud Boys were found guilty of seditious conspiracy for their role in the January 6th attack. Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
The argument prosecutors made unambiguously is that this group planned, they plotted, they came here and were not just caught up in the moment, but came here anticipating a moment and anticipated being part of it. They argued Tarrio did the same.
In California, thousands of Oakland public school teachers are on strike.
We're going to be out here until we get some real proposals. And then I'll tell you what, we're going to get the TA and we're going to look at it and then we're going to vote on it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the happier Thursday happy hour. Happier for everyone except perhaps former Milwaukee Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer. If you haven't heard, he's out. He got canned. It is being reported by Mike Clements, who is with Civic Media. He's our new Milwaukee Bucks beat reporter, that the Milwaukee Bucks have parted ways. A nice way of saying they fired head coach Mike Budenholzer. And again, here's a quick quote from the franchise. The decision to make this change was very difficult, said Bucks general manager John Horst. Bud helped lead our team for five incredible seasons to the Bucks' first title in 50 years and into an era of sustained success. We are grateful for the culture of winning and leadership that Bud helped create Milwaukee, pardon me. I was just thinking, yeah, but losing the first round, you're out, man. You're out.
Yeah, that's a tough one. But best team in the league this year? Is that
number
right?
One seed out in the first round, and now the coach is out. You're fired, Mike Budenholzer. You know, I wasn't rooting against the coach. I didn't see this one coming, perhaps. How about you, Dom?
No, actually, it wasn't even on my mind. You know, the guy won a championship not that long ago with the Bucks, but, you know, we're not in the locker room, we're not behind the scenes. And is always, you know, timing's a bitch. So if this is the time, then apparently you make that move.
Think about all the changes in the Wisconsin sports scene just in the last couple of months. First, we saw Paul Chryst get fired at UW. Then Jim Leonard effectively was not offered the job. They hired Luke Fickell at UW. So you got a whole new coaching staff, got lots of players in and out of the
football team.
UW Badger football team. A lot of players in and out of the transfer portal. Of course, Aaron Rodgers, sort of a generational quarterback. Now, we've seen two of those sort of back-to-back down between Favre and Rodgers. But for the first time in a long time, it ain't going to be Aaron Rodgers under center or in the shotgun more frequently in the Green Bay Packer backfield. And now, I believe the UW hockey team fired their coach as well. And I don't know that that was unexpected. They've struggled to find traction. I don't want to confuse the men and women's coach, so I'm not going to say it aloud. So okay. I don't want to say the one that's still working there.
Oh, don't be wrong. Don't want to be wrong.
But today, the other change on the horizon is that former Milwaukee Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer, he's out.
Out.
844-967-2789. Tom, we see you there. I got one more quick headline. The Clarence Thomas thing. Do you see the latest?
Oh, my God. Dude. Yes.
ProPublica reporting. Clarence Thomas had a child in private school. Harlan Crow, that's that GOP mega donor dude. Well, he paid the tuition. That is a sweet perk.
Yeah, you know, just I do things for friends. It's just how we roll.
Now, they call this over at ProPublica, the reporting of Joshua Kaplan, Justin Elliott, and Alex Myerjeski, friends of the court. Clarence Thomas, beneficial friendship with a GOP megadonor. In 2008, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas decided to send his teenage grandnephew to Hidden Lake Academy, a private boarding school in the foothills of northern Georgia. The boy, Mark Martin, was far from home. For the previous decade, he had lived with the justice and his wife in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. Thomas had taken legal custody of Martin when he was 6 years old and had recently told an interviewer he was raising him as a son. Now, Dom, tuition for this boarding school ran more than $6,000 a month, but Thomas did not cover the bill. A bank statement from the school from July of 2009, buried in an unrelated court filing, shows the source of Martin's tuition payment for that month, the company of billionaire real estate magnate Harlan Crow. So Harlan's paying the tuition for the grandnephew that is being raised like a son by the Thomases. The payments extended beyond that month, according to Christopher Grimwood, a former administrator at the school. Crow paid Martin's tuition the entire time he was a student there, which was about a year. Harlan picked up the tab, said Grimwood.
Picked up the tab, like getting you a drink at happy hour. Let me get that Bud Light for you, Crudy.
Thank you. David Sider picked up the tab last night. Harlan picked up the tab, said Grimwood, who got to know Crow and the Thomases and had access to school financial information through his work as an administrator. Before and after his time at Hidden Lake, Martin attended a second boarding school, Randolph-Macon Academy in Virginia. Harlan said he was paying for the tuition at Randolph-Macon Academy as well, Grimwood said, recalling a conversation he had with Crow during a visit to the billionaire's Adirondack estate. You have an estate in the mountains, don't you, Dom? Now, ProPublica interviewed Martin, his former classmates, and former staff at both schools. The exact total Crow paid for Martin's education over the years remains unclear. A little blurry, Dom. If he paid for all 4 years at the two schools, the price tag could have exceeded $150,000. Oh, hell, that's just like a getaway vacation with your friends.
Barely. It just covers the plane trips.
Well, you know, ironically, Dom, Thomas did not report the tuition payments from Crow on his annual financial disclosures. Several years earlier, Thomas disclosed a gift of $5,000 for Martin's education from another friend. It's not clear why he reported that payment, but not the, what, up to $150,000 from a GOP mega donor? The tuition payments add to the picture of how the Republican mega donor has helped fund the lives of Thomas's and his family. You can't be having secret financial arrangements. Mark W. Bennett, a retired federal judge appointed by Clinton, said he was friendly with the Thomas and declined to comment for the record about the specific of Thomas's action. But he said that when he was on the bench, he wouldn't let a lawyer friend buy him lunch. You would, Dom. But this guy wouldn't because he has ethics. Thomas did not respond to questions. In response to previous ProPublica reporting on the gifts of luxury travel, he said that the Crows are amongst his dearest friends. Yeah, if you're paying my kids tuition, taking me on yachts and cruises and stuff around the world, we're very friendly. And that he understood he didn't have to disclose the trips.
Yes, I asked myself, and myself said to me, no, you do not have to. Then why did you disclose the $5,000 for the tuition for the same dude, for your adoptive son? You disclosed the $5,000, but not the potentially $150,000 from Harlan Crow. I mean, why do one and not the other if you're not trying to hide the one? And if you're not responsible, if you don't have to disclose the trips, then why did you disclose the $5,000? ProPublica sent Crow a detailed list of questions, and his office responded with a statement that did not dispute the facts presented in this story. Here is a quote from the statement. Harlan Crow has long been passionate about the importance of quality education and giving back to those less fortunate, especially at-risk youth, the statement said. It's disappointing that those with partisan political interests would try to turn helping at-risk youth with tuition assistance into something nefarious or political. Statement added that Crow and his wife have supported many young Americans at a variety of schools, including his alma mater Crow went to, Randolph-Macon Academy. Crow did not address the question about how much he paid in total for Martin's tuition, asked if Thomas had requested the support for either school. Crow's office responded, no. That's nice. You don't have to ask for it. It's just assumed that it's going to get taken care of. That's a good friend. Kurt, I don't even like pretend to reach from our wallet when we go out for drinks, man. I just know that my dear friend, Crudy, you're going to hook that up.
Well, maybe with Sage's credit card, 844-967-2789. No, I usually pay for my own booze. Occasionally yours. Tom from LA, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Tom.
Oh, man, Dad. First off, we the people, all of us collectively, our government, and I hope that we really start realizing that. Republicans, if they're spewing it, they're doing it, man. They are, I don't even want to know what's going on in Marjorie Taylor Greene's house or in the guy who looks like Beavis, can't think of his name right now, or Josh Hawley or any of these people. Didn't Beavis also have the son that really wasn't his son?
I assume by Beavis you mean Matt Gaetz, congressman from Florida, and
yeah, that's it.
That didn't quite make any sense either. Sort of had a
kind of like
male friend
thing as well. I'm just telling you, everything that they say others are doing is what they're doing. I have a feeling Marjorie Taylor Greene or her ex-husband had some type of account on Pornhub, and I just don't understand why they're so obsessed with sexuality. They really need to get some so they can stop being so obsessed with it. Because, honestly, it's like, mind your own effing business. Stop worrying about other people and take care of your own life. You have enough problems with your own life. That's what I got, guys.
I appreciate it, Tom, and I absolutely agree. You know, it doesn't get much more private than whatever you do in your bedroom, right? I mean, that's kind of one of those things. A lot of people, conservative, progressive, they can agree on that. You know, what I do in my bedroom or in any room in my house, in my private space with other consenting adults, is our business, and it does not pertain to you. It does not matter to you. If you don't like, this is what it comes down to. It's the same response. You don't like porn, don't watch it. You know what I'm saying? You don't like abortions, don't have them. These are very, very simple things. You don't like the weed, don't smoke it. Why? What is it about the megas and these white nationalist conservatives, religious conservatives, want to impose their will upon us? Where's the just don't mind your own business mentality? What is it, Republicans? Why do you care so much about what I do in my bedroom?
Well, I've got a suspicion about Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, her divorce is still wet on the paper. The ink, it's recent.
Is it official?
It is official at the end of December 22nd, 2022. And I'm going to Yahoo here as my sports.
All right.
This is a Yahoo kind of story. Republican Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene is officially divorced from her husband. Her husband first filed for divorce in September, saying their marriage was irretrievably broken. My understanding is she was accused of being a serial cheater, Dom. Miss I Hate the Porn Hub was accused of cheating on her husband multiple times. And he is the one that filed for divorce, saying the marriage was irretrievably broken. Republican Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, and I'm quoting, well, I had the Atlanta Constitution, but I figured Yahoo is a better source. Republican Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia has finalized her divorce from her now ex-husband, Perry Greene. Judge Brian Thomas Johnson, Superior Judge in Floyd County, Georgia, issued a final judgment and decree of divorce on Thursday. Documents show it is considered, ordered, and decreed by the court that the marriage contract hereto entered into between the parties to this case from and after this date be and is set aside and dissolved as fully and effectually as if no contract had ever been made or entered into.
Ooh, it's like annulment.
No, I mean, they're 25 years in. I don't think you get annulment.
Right. Wow. Okay. Like it never happened. But she kept the last name, not going as Marjorie Taylor because no one would know.
Dominic, it was the couple's second time filing for divorce. You know, if the first one doesn't stick, second one's going to take. As The Atlantic reported in December, Taylor Greene previously filed for divorce in July of 2012 after alleged affairs she had with two men who worked at the CrossFit gym where she trained.
There's some situational kind of porn out there. Maybe she's into the CrossFit stuff.
Marriage is a wonderful thing, and I'm a firm believer in it. Our society is transformed by a husband and wife create a family to nurture and protect. Together, Perry and I formed our family and raised our three great kids. We gave him the best title you can ever earn, Mom. I'll always be grateful for how great a dad he is to our children. And that's why I'm divorcing him. That and the Pornhub addiction. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Your calls, 844-96-PARTY.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South First Street, Milwaukee.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram, Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Overcast skies overnight with lows around 49. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 73. Overcast tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 52. Chance for scattered showers Saturday. Chance for scattered storms on Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment for us for the day, but you can join us 844-967-2789 before we get to the phones. Crudy of Vice reporting on the Pornhub topic. As of Tuesday, many Utahns, I guess those are people from Utah, navigating to Pornhub were met with a notice that they can't enter the website and a video of adult performer Sherry DeVille gently explaining that thanks to their elected officials, specifically Republican Senator Todd Weiler and Governor Spencer Cox, they are now completely banned from using the Pornhub site. All of the sites under the same ownership as Pornhub, including Brazzers, RedTube, YouPorn, and others, have pulled out of Utah.
Get it?
Pulled out of Utah.
I get it.
With a message. Please contact your representatives before it's too late and demand device-based verification solutions that make the internet safer while also respecting your privacy. No Pornhub for you in Utah.
People
have something better to do.
Can you imagine living in Utah, first and foremost? What a boring existence, right? A lot of them don't even drink. I mean, compare that with the state of Wisconsin.
I hear there's some really good skiing out there.
Skiing. Yeah.
I know. That's not something you do, Michael, but, you know, people do enjoy it.
Awesome. 844-967-2789. I know that he's trying awfully hard to describe where you're at, Trucker Dean. Just tell us. Where are you at, man?
I'm just heading into Chippewa Falls.
Oh, one of my favorite towns. We're coming there like a week from Friday. Sometime very, very soon. 105.7. Okay, if you want a preview, don't turn us off. You can listen to us for like 9 more minutes. And then 105.7, a sweet-ass musical formatted station in ours. Dom and I will play out starting very, very soon on 93.5 FM. Also, that is a sweet signal, man. That is the jewel of the North. Can't wait to get on it.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear you on it, too.
What do you got for us, though, anyways, well, since I'm just talking about radio signals that I geek out over?
And I'm not a DJ, so I don't know what you're talking about. Well, anyway, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, okay, she, it's not all right for Pornhub, for Biden to do the Pornhub, but what about whatever happened with that coke-fueled orgies that were supposed to be going on at that one conference I was talking about? Yeah, I'm sure she didn't know nothing about that, right?
Well, she gets left out of those. Those are more like straight to grinder events, as I understand it, Trucker Dean.
Oh, okay. I just thought maybe there was rumors there that she might have heard about it.
Well, I think I hearken back, and thanks for the call, Trucker Dean. Be safe out there on the road. To L.A. Tom's point, you know, the projection with Republicans, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but the way that it is as adamant as someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene has been now about this Pornhub, I just got to think, man, she must have some videos. She must have like a stack of mags from back in the day. Because why? Because that's how they project, you know, whatever they say you are doing, they are most likely doing themselves.
Do you think one of her prior picadillos maybe videotaped the event and threatened to put it up on Pornhub or something.
Oh, although blackmail. Oh, that's terrible.
She claimed she just got discovered.
Just, again, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republicans, mind your own damn business. If I want to dress up in traditionally, you know, female clothes, as you would describe them, why do you care? I mean, really, why do you care? I look good in a skirt. It's okay.
He's got his own Pornhub channel. You should see him. 844-967-2789. Catherine, I'm sorry. Blame it on Dom.
Hi, Catherine. Dominic!
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Very good. How are you?
I was calling in. I'm good. I was calling in because this whole thing with Pornhub reminds me of the old days of when Bill Clinton was in trouble with Monica Lewinsky,
mm-hmm.
and the Republicans started going after other Democrats, like various peccadilloes they wanted to get them in trouble for. And I don't know if you remember, but do you remember Larry Flint, who owned Hustler magazine?
Oh yeah.
He put out a big prize for any Republican only that would give him, for information on any Republican that was, you know, could make, you know, any sort of sexual malfeasance. And he was going to give him, I think it was a sizable amount of money. I can't remember how much. And all of a sudden they just dropped it. And they said, you can't do that. You can't just ask for Republican, you know, people that are doing bad things. And he said, I'm a citizen. I'm a private citizen. I can, you know, I can give money to people, you know, any way I want. I'm not a government entity.
You know, I don't remember if I recall that specific, although I did watch the movie. That's more of my influence is Woody Harrelson's portrayal of him. Mm-hmm. It was damn good, I thought. Larry Flint, and this was March 4th of 2012. Here you've edified the panel by bringing my attention to this. Larry Flint offers $1 million for dirt on lawmakers and government officials. Although that timing doesn't align.
Right.
That wouldn't be the Whitewater timing. But in late 1998, Flint exposed then incoming Speaker Bob Livingston, Republican from Louisiana, set to take over for Newt Gingrich for several affairs after the revelations. Livingston shocked fellow colleagues when he stepped down as Speaker-elect and decided to leave the House in May of 1999. So Larry Flint, with some great impact on American politics, he basically mm-hmm. killed a mm-hmm. Speaker before the guy ever even got his cards printed, Bob Livingston.
Mm-hmm. And they were really trying to come after Democrats for a while, and, you know, especially with Bill Clinton, and just stopped, which I thought was fascinating. He's an interesting guy, Larry Flint.
Yes. Yes, he was. Thank you for the call, Catherine. Appreciate it.
Pointing us at Larry Flint and teaching us something about this topic, Dom, I feel like it's sort of a good day.
It is, and we do appreciate it. Thank you, Catherine, so much that we have forgotten about. But do you think the cheating scandals, as they used to be, have the same impact as they once did? You know,
clearly not for Donald Trump.
Republican right now is in civil trial for rape. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. He was on a videotape admitting that he basically overpowers women, and they just let him do it because he's a big star. He just tic-tacs and kisses him. I mean, he made a confessional tape, and he got elected to the presidency of the United States.
Oh, can norms change
a little?
Can any Republican ever say anything about anybody having an affair or whatever the case may be? I mean, we're talking about assault and rape, you know, versus, you know, consenting adults, whether or not they're in other additional or whatever marital relationships they may have.
I think there is.
Does that politically even matter anymore?
I think there is perhaps one human being in politics that we know that would have the right to, you know, be a beyond reproach alleged virgin, Glenn Grothman, congressman from the state of Wisconsin. If you're not sleeping with anybody, you can't be accused of too much, right, Glenn? I mean, if you're holding out for marriage, Glenn, you better hurry up, fella.
Confirmed bachelor congressman Glenn Grothman.
Is that a show? Are we calling that a show?
I think that's it. Is that a floating break, or are we wrapping this thing up?
I don't think they float. I think they're right. I think they sink or they're hard. I forget all the things, but I was told at some point we may have options.
I would choose options. I don't want options. Too many variables.
Tonight is Thursday. Raised in the Wisco coming on. Our friend Joel Clayfish broadcasting from WAUK and Native Roots Radio in the interim. Keep it locked right here. Civic Media, Ebone, thanks. Good seeing you yesterday, Dom.
Come on.
I owe you a hangover. Be well.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.